My name's Joe. I'm a curate here today, and today I'd like to explore with you the theme of rest and balance. Last week, Jean began our series on body, soul, and spirit, of thinking about what it means to live our lives as disciples, as people who have spirits and souls and bodies. But before we open God's word together, let's pray. Lord, you say in your word that we can do nothing without you. So would you come by your spirit this morning and minister to our hearts? And we ask this in Jesus' holy name. Amen. So I'd like to start with a game. Talk to the person next to you. What types of plants are on the screen? See if you can get all three. Okay, good. What's the top one? Who could shout that out? Someone said it over here. The top one? Oh, can't see, okay. It's got a green top. I've been called carrot top before, but this has got, it's a carrot is the top one. Middle one, tomato, and the bottom one, lettuce. And I'm sure at this time of year, many of us are in our gardens sowing, watering. It's the season for growth, with previously harvested seeds becoming shoots and then fruitful plants. Some months ago, I planted some chili plant seeds. Took them a while to get going. Now the blades are coming through. They're doing well. It's so exciting to see things grow. And when we look at Genesis, we see that God created it like this in the beginning. It says he made plants that would reproduce after their own kind. And it's not just the plants. What's this a picture of, partially hidden? Just shout something out. Someone said an elephant. It's not an elephant. It's not a football. Someone's getting close. It's a fish. What type of fish? It's not trout. Someone's saying salmon. I didn't realize how grumpy salmon could look. That is a grumpy looking salmon, isn't it? But the animals produce after their own kind as well. So the salmon will produce a salmon. The crocodile will produce a crocodile. The red panda will have a baby that will grow up to be another red panda. The monkey will have a baby monkey that will grow up to be an adult monkey. The eagle will make an eagle. A beagle will make a beagle. It's part of God's design in Genesis. There is such creativity and power. And after every major milestone in Genesis, God seems to stop and to breathe. The starscapes, the sunsets, the oceans, all the beauty, God sees that. And it says that he saw that it was good. So there's work in Genesis, and then there's enjoyment as well. Creation is joining the rejoicing. And at the end of 6 days, God will take a rest. God takes a rest and enjoys the best. When I was growing up, there was a commercial for Mars. Oh, this is what's happening at the creation as well. In Job, it says that the morning stars sang together and all the angels of God shouted for joy. This is what's happening at creation. And when I was growing up, there was an advert for Mars. A Mars a day helps you work, rest, and play. They got into trouble, though. Why did they get into trouble? It's not true. They were taken to court and said glucose and chocolate, that does not help you work. And so they don't run this commercial anymore. But at creation, there is work, but there's rest as well. There are singing stars and angels shouting for joy. And this is a good time of year for visiting gardens. So here's Mottisfont Garden, blooming wonderfully, Stourhead. And when everything in creation is set up like a beautiful garden for a summer party. Then God makes humanity. And whereas God makes the plants and animals to reproduce after their own kind, God makes humanity in his image, kind of after the kind of himself. It says that God breathes into Adam, and then there's a spirit in humanity. God has made mankind in his image. And there they are in this garden with a commission to extend the borders of kingdom paradise and the presence of God right around the world. The Hebrew term Eden means delight. So at creation, there's work, there's joy, there's rest, and in humanity's vocation, there is work and joy and rest right from the beginning. Last week, Jean got us started on our series of body and soul and spirit, and he used this picture of Thomas and Anna and Clarabel, and it's from the scripture from 1 Thessalonians 5, may your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept sound and blameless at the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. And our spirit, it's a bit like Thomas. It's a bit like the engine. That our spirit is the part of us that will last forever. Now, we know that human sin resulted in that first commission not going the distance, but God sent Jesus to restore people in the image of God. In Hebrews, it says that Jesus is the perfect imprint and the very image of God's nature. And that word for image there denotes a coin press. So with a coin press, every feature of that coin was in the press to start with. And when we look at the person of Jesus, everything about Jesus tells us something about the Father. He is the perfect image of what God is like. And Paul wrote to the Colossians that the new self is being renewed in knowledge in the image of its creator. So when Jesus went to that cross and died to take our sins completely away, he rose again, he sent his spirit. So what's going on for you and me is that image of God is being restored in us, and we're on a journey of being restored in the image of God. Now, if you've put your trust in Jesus, then at the level of the spirit, it's sealed. It's absolutely fine. 1 Corinthians says, he who unites himself with the Lord is one with him in spirit. In Romans 8, it says, the Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. So at the level of the spirit, things are good. At the level of the soul, I think this is where we experience problems sometimes as Christians. So the soul describes our will, our mind, our emotions. And that will is free. And the creation is a fallen creation. And so for various reasons, we can struggle in the life of our minds and in our emotions. But the good news is that because of God's grace, because we've just sung it, he's for us, there's a renewal going on at all three of these levels so that our life of discipleship has balance, spirit, soul, and body. So it's important to consider living a balanced life before God. And part of that is thinking about what are those things that refresh and remake us? What renews our soul? If you could go on a break somewhere, would you go to the city or the mountains? Which one of those is going to renew your soul? In fact, let's all just stand up. Let's find out how we're wired. So if you would prefer to head off to a city that's going to remake your soul, go to that side. And if you'd rather go to the mountains, go to that side. Off we go. Or somewhere with both in the middle. Okay, interesting. A few sort of mountain lovers here. Not so many into the city, a lot in between. Would you rather play sport or play board games? Sport or board games? What remakes your soul? Is it soul or classical music? Good. Okay, if you'd like to head back to your seats, that'd be great. And so it's good to consider what remakes us, what remakes our soul, but our bodies need rest as well. And they need the right fuel to keep them going. I find if I eat rubbish, I feel rubbish, but we do have fresh vegetables, fresh fruit. It's there to keep us healthy and well. And one of the Ten Commandments is about rest. It says, on the Sabbath, you shall not do any work. Neither you, nor your son or daughter, nor your male or female servant, nor your animals, nor any foreigner residing in your towns. So in Exodus 20, there's this command to rest. I'm not going to do big jobs on that day. And just in case you're thinking of asking your son or daughter to do that job in the garden, it's like, no, you can't ask them. And just in case, I'll get a servant in to do the job. No, they're off as well. And maybe you're looking at the dog, looking at Max, thinking, let's work Max a bit today. No, the dog gets a break. And okay, we'll get a contractor in to do that job we don't want to do on our rest day. And this is, no, you're not doing that. It's complete wind down for everyone on the day of rest. And it says that the Sabbath is holy to the Lord. And so it's good if on the Sabbath, on our day of rest, it's set apart for God himself, for us to enjoy him, for God to draw near to us and enjoy us, for us to enjoy our friends and our family. And it's a day for our souls and our spirits to be refreshed by the Lord on his day. And parents and grandparents, we can be modeling this for young people, because they're going to see that. They're going to see how we balance our lives and whether we rest or not. And that's something that will last with them throughout their lives. So in his grace, God has called us and redeemed us. He purposes for us a life of balance with opportunities for rest and restoration. Amen.
You give hope, you restore every heart that is broken. Great are you, Lord. You give life, you are love. You bring light to the darkness. You give hope, you restore every heart that is broken. Great are you, Lord. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise to you only. You give life, you are love. You bring light to the darkness. You give hope, you restore every heart that is broken. Great are you, Lord. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise, pour out your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise to you only. And all the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will rise, these bones will sing. Great are you, Lord. And all the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will rise, these bones will sing. Great are you. Your praise, our hearts will cry, these bones will sing. Great are you, Lord. And all the earth will shout your praise, our hearts will cry, these bones will sing. Your breath, it's in our lungs, so we pour out our praise to you only. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise, pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise to you only.
Thanks for coming to worship together today. May the Lord bless you as you go into this week. May he fill you with his presence and his peace. And may you know him in your work and in your play and in your rest. Amen.